I'm Hillary McClure, Multimedia Director at Cybercrime Magazine. Welcome to Payment Security, a Cybercrime Magazine podcast series brought to you by GM SecTech. With operations in 50 countries worldwide and headquartered in San Juan, Puerto Rico, GM SecTech has over 50 years of service in the technology and security verticals. To learn more about GM SecTech, visit gmsectech.com. Joining me today is Hector Guillermo Martinez, president of GM SecTech. Welcome back, Hector. So happy to have you with us today.
Great to be here, Hillary. Thank you for having me.
Of course, our pleasure. And so, Hector, we're here today to talk about how to harden the fintech ecosystem. But before we dive into that, do you want to give us an overview of what's happening in that ecosystem? Because I know that it's a lot.
Yeah, I mean, it's interesting, right? We see it, and I guess the world is seeing it with this, and the pandemic certainly has accelerated this, but it's been happening for plenty of years, at least the past 15, 20 years. This whole way of having digital financial services, not having to go to a point location, having kind of that convenience, has really been a trend that's gained momentum. And at the same time, I believe it's gone mainstream. It is something that it provides that convenience, provide a lot of user friendliness, so to speak. It's certainly very big with newer generations. And vis-a-vis, the security conversation, like in any other industry or in any other sector, is not a protagonist, right? Security is always a cost conversation. It's always kind of the non-sexy conversation. So we see the fintech ecosystem as an area that requires quite a lot of handholding when it comes to information security, because the bad guys know that fintechs are growing very rapidly. They know that the fintech industry may not be as regulated as traditional banks. So they know that the loopholes are available. And because these are typically digital-only assets, the way to access them is a lot easier for the bad guys. So we see that there are lots of challenges moving forward for the fintech ecosystem. Fintechs are being created in every single part of the world, in frontier economies, in emerging economies, in standard economies across the board, impacting the non-banked, right? The non-banked sectors of the markets, which is wonderful. But at the same time, I think there's a very important and sophisticated security conversation that needs to happen.
Thank you for that, Hector. I think that's really helpful context for the next question, which is, how about the cybersecurity of fintech? What's going on? What's working? What isn't working? What does that landscape look like?
Right. No, and what I can talk to, Hillary, is what we're seeing, right? And we support a variety of fintech organizations around the world. And what we see typically is that fintech companies often secure their solutions only partially. Now, that is because of a number of reasons. It could be because they might not be as regulated as traditional financial institutions. It may be because, as I said earlier, security is not a key conversation. It's do I really need to have this, right? The whole carrot and the stick. It's more of a stick conversation than the carrot stick, than the carrot conversation. So we do see that fintechs across the board are having challenges when it comes to cybersecurity spend. Again, fintech organizations typically do not have the budgets that a traditional bank might have. So at the same time, they focus their investments in the user experience, right? The UX, the UI, making it easy and seamless to connect to an API. But at the same time, that whole ecosystem needs to be secured. So we do see that, the fintech creators create, very nice and functional and sexy tools, but not necessarily secured products, right? Sometimes they are poorly secured products, and that's where incidents and breaches happen, right? When we think about an incident or a breach, we typically define it as the confidentiality, the integrity, or the availability of an information asset if it has been impacted in some way, shape, or form. And we do see this happening. I believe that as this proliferation of fintechs happen across the world, we will see more impacts to the confidentiality, to the integrity, and to the availability and or the availability of fintechs, because those ecosystems, again, generally speaking, are not as secure. And this is the area where MSSPs and third-party security providers can really provide that extra layer of help, because the fintechs do not have, right, the budgets to be able to hire an internal security team. This is where the outsourcing component is key.
I think you kind of touched upon this, but to further expand, and I'm sure we could go out, have a whole separate episode about this, what are the vulnerabilities you're hearing about from your clients since, to your point, cybersecurity and secured products isn't always at the forefront of fintech just based on dollars and what have you.
Right. No, that's a great one. And the reality is fintech startups are particularly attractive to cyber criminals for many reasons, right? They rarely invest as much money or effort in the security ecosystem as a financial institution, like I mentioned earlier. Sometimes they keep sensitive information, right? Personal identifiable information, not as secure as a traditional financial institution. And that's where they might get in trouble. We see different types of attack vectors. I mean, we see things like identity theft, right, which may lead to social engineering attacks or phishing. We see money theft and laundering. We see application breaches and data leaks. That's a big area, right? AppSec security, application security is eating the world of fintech today. Spoofing is huge, right? You know, you redirect to another site or you impersonate. That's a big area. And of course, malware attacks. We've had, you know, interesting conversations with credit card brands across the fold. Again, we are a PCI QSA company and we do services around the world. And what the brands tell us is that they are concerned with fintechs because fintechs might be operational very quickly, but the cybersecurity conversation, again, is not necessarily a front of house conversation. It's a reactive conversation and it's something, oh, do I really have to do this? So I believe that the brands, I believe that industry is putting more focus in this area, but there still needs a lot of support from different areas. Different areas can be from regulators, from, again, credit card brands, if it's in the payment system, as well as third-party organizations like GM, whom can support, right, and support them in a way that it's financially accessible and financially feasible.
With all of this added context, I'm thinking about the topic for our conversation, hardening that ecosystem. So Hector, what are the opportunities here? How can we harden the fintech ecosystem based on your expertise and what you're hearing from folks?
Right. No, and it's interesting. I mean, I just came from a conversation with a regulator, and we had the same exact conversation around, you know, digital banks and fintechs, and what can the regulator do to provide a little more layers of compliance? And I think compliance is an important piece for fintechs because when you start a fintech, right, you're running very fast against the clock with limited budget, right, a shoestring budget to make it accessible and to make it productive and have progress. But again, security is not part of the conversation. So I believe that, you know, one of the challenges and opportunity is getting support from regulators to really provide a compliance program, whether it's aligning to existing standards. I think PCI DSS is very, very important because PCI is what we call the granddaddy of standards. It's been around for over 15 years, and it maps very well to NIST cybersecurity framework, to the FFIEC. So it's very in tune with the financial systems. And at the same time, it's a baseline, right? If we can help a fintech organization having a stronger or hardened ecosystem by those 12 PCI requirements, right? The firewall in place, having safe storage of personal information, having safe transmission of personal information, security awareness, security monitoring, right? If we're able to leverage those compliance programs, that is a great first step to have a baseline. Because today, when you look at fintech, it's all over the place. There's really no standard that is applied against one. Yes, if you comply with Visa, MasterCard, or you accept Visa, MasterCard, PCI will be a requirement down the line, but there's no basic conversation around compliance or a standard. And this is what this regulator was telling me, that there needs to be kind of more support from the industry to really help harden that ecosystem. So PCI is a great way to focus, as well as NIST cybersecurity framework. And then you can look at people, technology, and processes to really strengthen and harden that ecosystem.
I've also been seeing a lot of M&A activity between existing banks and fintech companies, especially recently. So I guess what's the strategy here, and will this help potentially impact the cybersecurity of fintech in any way, especially like compliance, regulation, and as you mentioned, traditional financial institutions having more established cybersecurity practices for personally identifiable information, et cetera?
I believe that, you know, there's one thing which resonates here, which is the importance of cybersecurity in fintech. There needs to be a greater push. Again, I mentioned it earlier from an industry perspective, but also from these fintechs, right? These fintechs need to focus on having their teams of you know, hybrid developers, right? Dev security operations teams, DevSecOps. Those folks who are constantly programming to have a security hat and to ensure that they work with either a third party or an internal security office to ensure that everything before it goes to production is secure, that it's in compliance. That's a big thing, right? Having that those third-party assessments, whether they are PCI, SOC 2 type 1, type 2, there's other risk assessments that can be done. That's a very, very important perspective. Recently at Money 2020 in Las Vegas, a very large payments forum that happens yearly, the conversation was exactly around that. There's so many fintechs going into the ecosystem today, right? There's so many players in the fintech space going that are attacking different parts of the market that were typically unbanked. The security conversation at the brands, and you know, brands in plural, is not necessarily a first mover advantage, right? It's you know, what is your credit risk? What do you have collateral, right, to put in place to secure being able to work through the rails of that credit card system or the payment system? But cybersecurity is not part of that conversation. So I believe it's important that the message of hardening the fintech ecosystem really resonates across all players, not only the fintech, because the fintechs can only do so much. There needs to be skin in the game for the credit card brands, right? If it's a payment system, there needs to be skin in the game from even financial institutions that enable some fintechs to work very rapidly, because to your point, they are appearing very fast in the market, but maybe banks see them as competition and they might not be enabling them. And then from the regulators, right? From the regulators, there needs to be more support. We're starting to see, you know, non-traditional players come into the fintech space because they want a piece of the pie. You know, look at insurance carriers, insurance brokers, right? They're providing cybersecurity policies. And sometimes those cybersecurity policies are happening faster than having a cybersecurity program. So again, it really is an approach where everybody needs to pitch in. There is an importance, right? We see cybersecurity as having a protagonist role in the fintech industry and across any technology industry today, because it is the single biggest concern of boards, right? They can actually collapse a large institution like they can collapse. It can collapse a small institution. So that piece is super important to ensure that fintech ecosystem is hardened with compliance, with governance, and possible advisory that can come from different parties.
Hector, anything else you'd like listeners to know or think about when it comes to the fintech ecosystem, just as a last catch-all type of question?
I believe that, you know, sometimes cybersecurity is seen as the boogeyman, right? Something that can't be done, or meeting compliance with PCI as, you know, the single largest effort, you know, that a company can do or a bank can do. But the reality is there's many ways to address it and make it somewhat seamless, make it, you know, easier to get into, such as doing a tiered approach, right? Looking at finding a third-party assessor that can help you meet compliance, and having kind of that checklist or that attestation of compliance that you are in compliance with PCI, and it's a good way to start as a fintech. What we see across the board from regulators, from the card brands, you know, and just from the general industry, is there are systems like attack surface mapping systems, such as a security scorecard, which provide visibility of, you know, if you're above an 80%, like in school, ABCDF system, if you're above an 80%, that should give you some level of comfort that you have some layered approach of security. If you're under 80%, the statistics tell us that you're 7.7 times more likely to be breached. So there you have a great, you know, litmus test, so to speak, right? We have a rule of thumb that we can use to say, okay, at least we're seeing a part of the system. Because these systems are digital in nature, a great way to have visibility is, okay, the whole world of that digital system resides on the web, on their website. So let's scan the website for existing challenges or vulnerabilities that can give us a temperature of how the company is from a security posture perspective. So that's a great way to start. It's relatively simple, it's cost effective, and it'll provide fintechs that are listening to us today a way to having some level of assurance that they're starting on their journey to a secure and hardened ecosystem.
Hector, as always, thank you so much for coming onto the show. This was a great conversation. I just really appreciate you taking the time to share your expertise with us, as always.
My pleasure. Thank you for having me.
I'm Hillary McClure, Multimedia Director at Cybercrime Magazine. Payment security is brought to you by GM SecTech. GM SecTech offers innovative solutions and services in cybersecurity, governance, and compliance focused on managing digital risk. Their solutions are designed to detect advanced attacks and respond to them effectively, reducing business risk, fraud, and cybercrime. To learn more about our sponsor, GM SecTech, visit gmsectech.com. And you can listen to all of our podcast episodes at cybercrime.radio.